Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
Sir,
Big and Lazy Podcast. Mm-hmm. We back.
Back again.
I'm Big. I got my co-host
Lazy,
and we got a very special guest. We got a lot of special guests, but yep. Nigga, this is the specialist guest that we might have ever had. Thanks. And that was his track, motherfucking Crack Doja, man.
Clap it up. Everybody
give him a round of fucking applause, man.
The house, man.
There it is.
Got me out, man.
That's what's up, man. What was the name of that at beat, that intro you did?
It's on YouTube. It's called Retribution.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you still slinging beats?
I just started a new channel. I'm just going to just release instrumentals on there. I ain't really been working with no artists.
Right.
We asked the guests like the Louisville scene, but this nigga is the Louisville scene. He's right. Like, how's the Louisville scene? Mm-hmm. He is the Louisville scene. You know what I mean? Like,
if you if you didn't have a Crack Doja production of any kind, probably wasn't shit. The shit probably wasn't hot. Probably wasn't like that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna keep it real, cause as an artist, I wanted a Crack Doja something bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, either a video, or graphic design, or something. Bruh, how did you even get started? You know what I'm saying? What sparked you wanting to be a producer, the videographer, the graphic designer, you know, the A&R at one point, you know?
Yeah, shit, man. I started out rapping, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I was about 16, wrote my first little rap, and as years went on, by the time I was 18, 19 years old.
Like, what years is this? Like, when you say 18 and 19, like, what years is this?
Talking to Mike.
He's just, what year is this? Had to be about 2003.
Mm-hmm.
Some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Some around there, you know what I'm saying? Okay. But, yeah, and then I ended up bumping into my guy, D Slugs, and he introduced me to Lewis Keys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Lewis Keys.
Yeah, shout out to Lewis Keys.
And I'm going to say I'm about 18. It's about 2003, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So you started out as an artist.
Yeah.
What transitioned you? Because, I mean, like I said, if you didn't have a Crack Doja production, it didn't just start at the studio you recording, and then, it progressed into other stuff. You know?
Yeah. So back then, wasn't no internet where you can just go download beats, mm-hmm, and stuff like that. So I needed beats, you know what I'm saying? And this is before I knew Keys and Sauce and really started to get into the studio and stuff like that. I was making beats on a MTV music generator off PlayStation.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what's up. So your very first beat was off the PlayStation, huh?
Yeah.
Right, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Do you know who it was for? Like, who'd you made it for? Like,
I was just making them for myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I was making them for myself.
That's amazing right there.
So I ended up bumping into Keys now. And going to the studio with them. Keys showed me the basics on how to work the Triton. Mm-hmm. So I started making beats on the Triton. He showed me the basics on Pro Tools, you know what I'm saying, how to set up a session, make the tracks, and all that. And I just took it and I just ran with it, you know what I'm saying? But I started out doing everything for myself.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, you need some paper, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was paying to do it. You know, I was paying like $25 an hour for studio time at the time. And, like, I'm in there teaching the engineers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm teaching them shit. So I end up getting my own little setup, and my partner pressed up some little flyers. Went to O'Malley's. This is back when O'Malley's was open.
Shout out O'Malley's.
Shout out O'Malley's, yeah.
Left all the flyers on the cards, and I think MySpace was popping back then, too. So we had this little generator thing where you can just send out mass comments, you know what I'm saying? So we sent the flyer out online and stuff, too. And to tell the truth, my phone just never stopped ringing after that.
Damn.
That's what's up. Like, so who would you say is your first artist, the first beat you made that, like, that blew up, that, like, gave you the biggest buzz, like, when you made this, like, you know what I mean?
I worked with so many people, you know what I'm saying? But, like, to be honest, like, I mean, it's been, like, hard tracks throughout the city, but nothing that just really took off, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why do you think? Because, like, when I got down here, I said, I was going to ask you, what is one artist that you think could have actually, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I wrote down a few of them. Sully Stacker, you had Talker the Town, A-Rod, and BST Mike, Bam, H.O. Holla. You know what I'm saying?
It was a dope time, man.
It was a very dope time. And
it was a lot of them, man. It was a lot of them.
And I was definitely like a student of the, like, shit, these niggas, I wasn't doing what these niggas is doing, but it's like the production was just so front street. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it, who did your video? Crack Doja. Crack Doja. Who did the beat? Crack Doja. You know what I'm saying? Out of all the artists you messed with, what is one that you just think, man, like, he had it, you know? Whatever may be happened, it didn't happen, but, you know.
Oh, man, it's hard, man. It's hard.
I don't know.
I mean, at one point in time, I was recording over 500 people.
Man, real talk. My first apartment, bro. We didn't have no cable, bro. It was no life. It was Crack Doja TV on my, like, it was just on everything. Like, Talk of the Town. Like, that's how I really got on you, because my niggas, like, my family's Ronnie and Pooh. I don't know their rap names, but they ain't Talk of the Town. And he told me, I ran into the store. He said, "Man, look my video up." And I just went through the playlist, man. And y'all know, you know what I mean? Like a binge on the, I'm like, man, yeah, man.
Pumping that shit out, man. Yeah, shooting motherfuckers and putting them out the same day sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Same day turnaround. Man, is it true that you had alligators in the crib? I seen the comment on Facebook. They said you had alligators.
Yeah, two of them.
Damn, right now?
Nah, man. The police killed them motherfuckers.
Oh, they killed you, alligators? What they?
Yeah. Dirty motherfuckers.
What, they drowned them?
Tell them what they did with them, man. One supposed to have them, though, I guess.
Man, that's crazy, bro. So, how much influence you think you had and you can talk your shit, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, a lot, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's not even like, I mean, it's just real shit.
Yeah. Definitely. You definitely made niggas want to get up off their ass and do something with some music. You know what I'm saying?
How it going, man?
I think, what do you think overall in the city today of the music scene? Because, you know, I don't know how much you still doing music, or you said you ain't working with no artists, so are you listening to the music scene? You know what I'm saying?
I ain't really tuned in, like, you know what I'm saying? I really should, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, it's just every, I mean, I'm just living everyday life, man. Taking care of my family and shit, you know what I'm saying? I ain't really looking for the shit. I just cut on my Pandora. I ain't looking for nothing, for real. You know what I'm saying? I just cut on music. And, you know, older I get, actually, today's my birthday.
Man.
Today's your birthday? Yeah. Today's my little sister's birthday. All right, man. Happy fucking birthday, man.
Appreciate it. But you know what I'm saying? The older I get, like, you know, I just find myself just going back listening to older shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, man, my radio station stay on 101.3 The Quiet. You know what I mean? I like the rap and everything, but it's about 35% rap. About 40, the other four, what's that, 65? Other 65% R&B. Like,
I listen to everything, man. Everything.
What do you mean? Like, you listen to some motherfucking Because you might catch me listening to some Elton John, Rocket Man. You know what I mean? I listen to everything. Tina Turner. Man. I got all my playlist is crazy. Barry White. You know what I mean? You
might catch me listening to some Nirvana or some shit.
Yeah.
I ain't really big on the rock, though, but you know I feel saying? You, though.
Like Kurt Cobain's hard, boy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how you can tell you got an ear, though, because a producer's ear is endless, a good one.
Some Avril Lavigne or some shit.
Yeah, okay.
I'm big on the Isley Brothers. I don't know why. I think because my pops was big on the Isley Brothers. Like, them is some G's right there, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I hate about music. That's what I hate about music, period, is the critics. It's always like, man, they talking about this today, they talking about that today. Man, they always been talking about that shit. That nigga...
They say if you ain't got haters, man, you ain't pop. You ain't doing something right, so.
Facts. I mean, every generation had their raunchy music. That nigga said, oh, I'm coming. Coming on strong. Oh, nigga, you a slick old nigga, man.
That's some shit, man.
You know what I'm saying? They definitely did, bro.
I seen you was trying to get I seen you be posting the good food pics and shit like that. Did you ever get your restaurant? Was it I seen you had the art to it, and I never really seen too much after that. Like, did you ever get your barbecue restaurant going?
Yeah, it was more of a pop-up joint. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just didn't really, you know, that's something I could have did. You know what I'm saying? I still can do, but ain't really what I want to do, man. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, I love cooking. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
I love eating. And
sound like you done had your hands in a lot of shit, man.
Oh, yeah. I do a lot, man.
You got to stay busy.
Did a lot.
So what still motivates you these days? Like, you know. You know, I know you still got the shit. I know you still got everything, you know what I'm saying, the music. You can do anything you want. I know you fucking with the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? What keeps you motivated and just, you know, constantly doing different shit?
Shit,
you know?
Motherfucking bills. Man. I got real bills.
Money's
real
the motivation,
talk.
Yeah.
Real talk.
Bills, man. I got family, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Three kids, you know. Shit, can't come up short for them.
No, definitely.
You can't, as a man, excuses, you know what I mean? Like, kids ain't hearing that. They want to play Fortnite. My niece, she's the cash out queen, man. She's
they want the skins and shit, the dances and shit. You know what I'm
all that shit, all day too. Like that shit don't ever stop.
They got me on it. You know what I'm saying? I just got on it.
The Fortnite,
man,
Fortnite's addictive.
I got on Fortnite late too. I'm gonna tell you why I hop on Fortnite though. They motherfucking Call of Duty's a motherfucker. You got niggas on there on the PCs and shit. Like shit's cheating.
They got $2,000 and $3,000 setups on the fucking Call of Duty, bro. Like that shit's crazy, bro. You can't compete with them niggas, bro.
It's totally different on the PC. They can see niggas running through walls and shit. I hopped on Fortnite, got my first W. I was like, fuck motherfucking Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Real talk. Nigga shit smoke. You ain't playing them with little kids.
Yeah.
They cussing you the fuck out.
It's a lot of motherfuckers on that though.
Definitely is.
But I was on Fortnite when like 2018 when it first hit, like I see my little cousins and stuff playing it, but I was on it strong for about a year, bro. Like, I could play a game like 7-8 hours straight, but it was so addictive, bro. I wasn't that good at it, but it was just addictive as fuck, bro. Like,
that's the stage I'm at. I just started.
Getting slaughtered, bro. So, they was making, when they first came out, they was making like $200-300 million a month.
See.
Off a free game.
Shit,
it's still people, free.
Man. Uh-huh.
They getting it off of Roblox and V-Bucks and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you put a lot of your music on, I ain't trying to be in your pockets or nothing. Like, did you see any residuals or back ends on the videos off the YouTube?
Because your channel's jumping. I see the numbers.
It's different now than what it was back then. You know what I'm saying? You got to think. I ain't really done music since late 2013.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So back then, you know, I had over 1 million total views on that one channel.
Uh-huh.
You know, and the revenue wasn't nothing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like 44 cent.
Damn.
Over
a million views?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Damn. Over a million, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like 1.4 or something. I cut the shit off. I'm like, you ain't going to be putting commercials on my shit for 44 cent.
Yeah.
So how much of that do you think hindered you, but you know what I'm saying?
It didn't.
Stopped you from like, I'm going to keep fucking
with
you.
Because I'm still getting my people out the streets.
Right.
Just from working.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's all I ever knew. You know what I mean?
Right.
This is when, getting paid from your streams and all that stuff was like.
Nothing.
You know what I'm saying? Was just now starting to, you know what I mean?
Right.
Go. I mean, even with that shit now, man, you got to make, like, because I got a dog channel.
Mm-hmm.
And I got millions of views on that channel. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, I made more than 44 cents.
Yeah, because now
you know what I'm saying?
That shit.
It ain't nothing. nothing to brag about.
Right.
You know what I mean? See. 2 or 3 million views ain't nothing to brag about.
Yeah, but shit, you know.
Compared to a nigga that got none. Yeah, it depends on how you look at it. But you
especially
know what I mean?
A nigga that wants some views, you just naturally
you might get about 2 bands.
You know.
What kind of, touch on your dogs, like what kind of dogs you breeding? Like what kind of?
Pocket American Bullies. You know what I'm saying? Top South Bullies is the name of the kennel. And, you know, I started doing that about seven, 8 years ago. Like when I slowed down with the music, you know what I'm saying? I didn't have time. I always had dogs growing up, but, you know, time when I was in the studio, I just didn't have time for a dog. Them dogs need time.
Yeah, they like another kids. They never grow up. Like, they can't never tell you what's wrong. They can't, I'm hungry. You know what I mean?
3-year-old that never grows up.
Yeah.
Man, my little brother got dogs, and I be like, bro, that shit.
So it work, man.
Yeah, hey, can you take it to get a C-section? No, bro. No, I can't. I ain't trying to sit in there with, my kids.
I don't let, you know what I'm saying? I guess we'll come with them, them type dogs.
What about the, how you feel about the Frenchies? I see that's the number one dog in America right now.
Mm-hmm.
My homie be trying to get me on the Frenchies, but.
And the Fluffy. I heard about the Fluffies. And Fluffies is different.
Yeah.
I don't know. What I mean, I don't do the Fluffies. The Frenchies is cool. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't want one, you know, but they cool. You know what I'm saying? I got what I want. Pocket American Bullies.
Right. And you done mastered that. So it's like, shit, that shit's like clockwork once you got the dogs.
I mean, sold dogs everywhere, man. You know what I'm saying? Everywhere.
You ever sold any dogs to, like, what's the highest dog you ever sold? What's the highest you ever sold a dog for?
Not a lot, man.
Because I know that shit can get pricey.
Like 45.
Shit, that's pricey. That's motherfucking pricey for a little dog.
You would think, you know what I'm saying, but like, that's why a lot of people get into them dogs because they think they hear them numbers and they think it's like a lottery. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
But nah, that's just everyday work.
Yeah.
You got to feed this motherfucker every day.
Feed it right, too. Make sure it's, you know, the colors is right on.
You gotta promote these motherfuckers. I ain't do nothing but just go to the dogs and start doing what I was doing for rappers. I started doing for the dogs, making graphics and shit for them, filming videos of them and shit. Started a YouTube channel with them. That's the only thing I did, and it worked.
You never went to school for none of this shit.
Nah, I was self-taught on everything.
See what I'm saying? Kids, y'all watching, you know what I'm saying? It started.
I mean, go to school, you know what I'm saying? Go to school, but it, you know, but...
What I was getting at is, what you do when nobody's looking is what counts. You can work in school, you can go to school forever.
It. Like, you gotta want it. You know, some shit can't be taught. You know what I'm saying?
No, your style. You can learn how to make beats, but if you ain't got no style, no direction, you know, I feel like why I was telling people, you know what I'm saying? That's why I want to say to the kids, I always tell them, you can't just come to practice and practice. You gotta be at home, like, you know what I'm saying, in the zone too. But you gotta want this
like
shit.
Speaking of that, like when I was little and I played Little League, you know what I'm saying? I used to play for the Jets.
Cali Park Jets. Like,
Shout out Cali Park Jets.
I was practicing at home, not just at practice, you know what I'm saying? Like, I always feel like anything that I'm into, like, I'm into it, you know what I'm saying?
You can tell, like, who was playing video games over the summer, like, when they, you know what I mean? You can tell, like.
Man, I was out there. I was a little chubby kid, too, so I was always trying to make weight limit. Uh-huh. I'm running with garbage bags on and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Day of weighing, I ain't eating nothing, you know what I'm saying?
So did you never not make weight?
One time.
One time
only. It was the first time, my first year playing, you know what I'm saying?
After that,
I was putting that garbage bag on, man. My cousin had me.
You're still going to be the biggest kid running the ball.
Man, I was tearing them niggas up.
Mm-hmm.
MVP every year.
How many shifts you got with the Jets, man?
We always, the Yellow Jackets, I always used to bust high ass, bro. I used to be so mad.
It went
bro.
Back and forth
like,
once we got
scared
on.
Of these niggas or something, bro. Like, come on, bro. You know what I'm saying?
It's just knowing them. You know, most niggas,
come out all black, nigga. We green and white.
Yeah.
That all black was intimidating, you heard?
It was. And they got 100.
I wasn't hearing none of
that. And to this day, they got 100 kids.
I was one of the hardest hitters in Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
Shout out to Muhammad Ali League. I started out at PCC Bears, man.
You played with Candyman now, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yep, Candy. Hey, he's probably one of the coldest niggas I've seen.
Candy Man used to come through with that gold helmet. Yeah.
Damn.
I remember the year before, the first year Candy Man played, he didn't really do shit. Something, a switch hit the next year.
It's just once kids get out there and get equipped, some kids is going to show you, this is on. But I'm going to tell you something. That's what the, you know what I'm saying, the Little League shit has changed so much since then, bro. Like, who was your coaches at the Jets? I know I was with Shep and Burr.
You from Shepherd? Yep, Shepherd.
Because I play for, I started at PCC as a young nigga, and my, you know, my cousin Tim, and them, they like, man, you might as well come get you one, bro. I don't know, you about to go up.
Yeah. Coach Crowder, Coach Rick, Coach Frank came in towards
Coach
the end.
Frank.
Yeah, Frank. Like Coach Frank. Saying, he's still coaching.
Yeah, up here in the Titans right now.
Coach Frank, legend.
My little brother coach, so he tell me he was still seeing Frank out there.
Trey, that's your little brother?
Yeah.
I didn't know he coached. I see him out there all the time. That's what's up. I tried to get into the coaching, but it's too divified, bro. Like, we had 7, 8-year-olds. He want to do 100 plays, bro. Like, we confusing defense. No, nigga, you confusing your own players, bro. Like, we need a hit, bro. Like, just give me about 6 or 7 plays. Give it to my fastest person at this age. Thanks. And get the fuck out the way. We can't tackle and stop nobody, bro. Like, thanks. He just like, bro, we got to do sweeps. And, man, you confusing your own players, bro. Sweep left, sweep right. You know what I mean? At that young age. But I don't know. It was too deep for having me, too. I don't know. Like,
I mean, it's a lot of travel teams. It's a lot of politics to this shit now. You know what
then
saying?
I'm looking like, why is this
you
scrub?
You got to develop a man as a young, though, man.
You know what you do.
Yeah.
You know? You gotta push them.
Uh-huh.
You definitely gotta push them. And it's gonna show who won it. Because a lot of kids be like, fuck that. Nigga, I'm about to go hoop. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So what you think the kids is missing today that's misguided? Because there's a lot of kids that do good. I don't like to always say all the kids is fucked up. Because there's some kids out here doing decent shit. But
nah, I mean, it was fucked up kids back then.
It definitely was.
It just amplified.
You know, the shit, it's just...
Like Bruh said, they got 30s now.
They ain't got no more 38s.
Just... You know what I'm saying? And they joggernauts. It's 100 degrees outside. They got a mask and a hoodie and Tim's on. That's a joggernaut. That's a deep nigga.
I walked into Thornton's one night. It was about 10 young guys with poo shicey masks. I turned right the fuck around, bro. Like,
it's just part of the culture, man.
You know it is. You know, yes, man. Every culture has its own shit, though.
Everybody trying to keep up, man. But you can't be a motherfucking sheep out here amongst wolves.
Definitely.
So, you know what I'm saying?
And I think a lot of that.
At this point, you feel me?
Facts. I think a lot of that shit hindered niggas, you know, too. Rap and do good shit.
Pounding in their head every day.
Like I said, it's a dog eat dog world.
It is.
Yeah, I just said it not too long ago. And you got to notice.
You know, a lot of it, man, starts with the parenting, man. You
definitely.
Know what I'm
so, it definitely starts at home, man.
Yeah.
Because a lot of it is, I feel like you're a little older than me. Big is too, just a little older. You feel me? I feel like it still was a level of respect that these niggas ain't got. Like, a lot of shit is, you know what I'm saying? You can have the nigga that you know is the most disrespectful nigga, but I ain't never seen this nigga disrespect no older people, you know, like an environment where we supposed to be getting some money or something, you know what I'm saying? But I think it's just the level of respect, for real, most of all.
So, I'm gonna ask you this. So, like, if I wanted to get a beat from you, like, what's the ticket on the Crack Doja production these days, man? If I had a... Come on, man. Bring me back from the dead. I need a hit, man. What you going to run them pockets, man?
Man, that's kind of tricky, man, because I'd rather just work with somebody, man, that's really going to do something with it.
Than, relationships.
You know what I'm saying? You know, than, like, you know, pay me this much for a beat. You know what I'm saying? Like, I made beats for so many motherfuckers for so many years. You know what I'm saying? I'd heard it all. I got this going. You know what I'm saying? And,
That's why I know it's somebody in there that you know, like, man.
I just gotta like the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I just gotta like the shit. That's pretty much it. If I like it and I fuck with what you're doing, and you hit me up, I'm gonna send you some shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If I don't send you nothing, I don't like it. You know what I'm saying? It just didn't motivate me enough to get up and do some work for you.
Yeah.
So what you like doing the most out of all that shit you be doing, bro?
I'd be alive if I say I didn't miss the music.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, can you look past, like, somebody's personal life, personal mistakes? Like, and I'm going to say this. I ask a lot of people this. So, if Gunna came to you right now, bro, I need, Gunna came to you with the bag. Like, I mean, I need a beat, man. Here's, I don't know, 30 bands.
I'm taking 30 bands from Gunna.
Cause a lot of people are like, nah, he ratted, but
hold on, you gotta put something on that. Cause like 6ix9ine, they putting more money on it to fuck with him.
I would say 100 like bands, a blank check.
6ix9ine gave a nigga $1 million for a verse.
Yeah. My thing is though, he was 6ix9ine. He's a rainbow colored nigga. Like, I didn't expect him to be solid. Gunna, he's a purse wearing. I didn't expect. He just expect him to be. He don't look like no street guy. No, so I don't never think them rules apply to them. That's my thing on it though. But you go ahead. You know what I mean? So Gunna. I ain't gonna say 6ix9ine. I wouldn't fuck with that nigga. But if Gunna came to you, I need a beat. You, I need to hop on the track. Are you fucking with me?
I'm gonna make a beat now, but if I was rich, it would be different.
Yeah. Okay, I see what you're saying.
I was already rich, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna make a beat now.
Yeah. Shit. I see.
A lot of niggas need to make that money, though. I mean, shit, you ain't the only one right now that a nigga be like, shit, I fuck with that nigga for 100 million.
I mean, I ain't gonna be all, I don't wanna be all up in the video or nothing. Right. Yeah. And I said he would want me, you know what I'm saying? But, mm-hmm. you know, shit, for a track, you know, that's what I do. I done did tracks for a lot of motherfuckers. I didn't agree with whatever they got going on. Right. I didn't give a fuck what they had going on. It just did.
Facts.
That's that fuck you money. Like you said, back when it was rich, like, fuck you money. Is that money like, can you do this? Fuck you, nigga. I don't need you. You know what I mean? That's that fuck you. That's real wealth right there where you can just, you ain't got to answer nobody. Just fuck you. Like a job, like.
Man, shit, McDonald's still going to sell them burgers, ain't they?
Yeah, they still going to sell them fucking burgers, yeah.
So, but, you know, my understanding is kind of different coming from because we hold each other. You know, in this culture, to, you know what I'm saying, certain standards and supposed to be rules and all this shit, you know what I'm saying? But
that's how it was.
I ain't gonna lie to you right now, I'm gonna get to the paper.
Yeah, okay. Me too. We taking it. If Gunner came to us, hey, you I'm gonna hop on y'all podcast.
If I was rich, maybe I may think about it. I may have a relationship with Thug or something, you know what I'm saying? I may have a little bit more insight on it, but I mean, I don't know. He's just real niggas. Real people out here, you know what I'm saying? People be playing with them, you know what I'm saying? Just because they, you know, got a little name for themselves or whatever.
Right.
I really don't get into all that, man. You know what I'm saying?
So if you can get one artist, period, in history, on one of your beats, what artist would it be?
It's going to be Pac, man. It's my biggest influence. It's the reason why I even started rapping and ultimately led to the life that I'm living now, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I always say Pac was deeper than rap. He was more than just rap. If a nigga didn't rap, he probably still would have been goddamn somebody speaking. You know what
man, he'd have been the next Will Smith. He could act like a motherfucker.
He could. I'm just saying for like his people. That nigga wasn't playing about his people.
Nah, he wasn't.
That nigga wasn't playing about that shit.
He's young too, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Yeah, and he was only 25, bro.
He filled that shit up.
He was, what, 19 when he did Juice? He died in 96. He was 25. He did Juice in 91.
Hey, man.
He was, you know what I mean? He
Poetic
was
a legend. Justice.
Like, I never seen that movie all the way through, bro. I just seen bits and pieces of her, and I never sat down on
Poetic Justice?
That's a lot of movies I ain't seen, but shit.
I ain't never seen it all the way through.
Girl be like, what? You ain't seen this?
Hey, but that's good for now, though, because now you can sit back and be like, damn, I can't believe I ain't never seen that.
I was kicking it with a little shorty. She said she ain't never seen Training Day. I almost lost my shit, bro. Like,
hey, he looked young,
huh?
You'd be surprised.
Like I see, like she was, like you don't remember this. You remember? No, I never seen it before. Like I looked a lot different at night. Like what the fuck?
Damn. Wrong? So, what's your favorite movie?
If
you could say you got one.
Damn. Let me see. I guess I mean off the top, it's going to be Juice. That's the movie that I watched the most. When I was young, you know what I'm saying, we had cable. I had this shit on VHS. So you can watch that motherfucker every day.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
Juice. That's classic, right?
Juice
there.
Was great. Juice was scary though. It'll show you what your friends would do to you.
That nigga was crazy though.
That nigga was nuts.
He was lurking them all the way.
Especially as soon as he got the gun, he said, nah, nigga.
I don't give a fuck.
Ain't nobody holding this but me, nigga. That nigga had just got the gun, nigga.
Y'all think Pac could have played Denzel? Played in Training Day?
Pac?
Y'all think Pac?
Yes.
Nigga, Pac
played
that,
a cop
bro.
Before, didn't he?
Yeah. I can see that. I
guess I think Pac could have did whatever he wanted, bro. Pac was doing whatever he wanted, bro. That nigga did whatever he wanted.
Do y'all buy the story of Keefe D that y'all, you follow that? Keefe D confessed that his uncle, well, somebody in the backseat.
Orlando Brown, something.
Yeah, motherfuckers knew that from day one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, come on, man. It's the streets, bro.
Yeah, it was some street shit. Pac jumped on a nigga, and the niggas already had money on his own Pac.
Mm-hmm.
I think the nigga that got away is Diddy, though. Don't quote me that though, Diddy. If you know, revoke, want to holler at us.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Like Diddy just got kind of started. He might have said the wrong shit around the wrong niggas.
And, yeah.
He did though. He said,
when
the
opportunity
said
came up, you know what I'm saying? They did what they did. They pushed up on him for their paper.
Definitely.
And he came up off of it.
But KPD said he was always in out there fucking with them niggas and shit. And he said one night, like
yeah,
shit,
all them
niggas
know each
jack.
Other. You know what I'm saying? You can't beef with a nigga you don't know. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? All them niggas know each other, bro.
Them niggas jumped on that nigga. And, hey, that nigga Pac was whooping that nigga, though, man. Pac, you feel me? I think it's a lot of niggas' downfall. Like, nigga, I'm out here riding. Nigga, Pac was a rider, nigga. Suge was.
He shouldn't even be, you know what I'm saying? The one to run off and fire off on dude. Like,
nah, he had too many niggas that would have did it for him.
He's the king, bro. You got to send the pawns out there. Yeah. Bro. You got to send the pawns out. He should have just
been over and keep gambling. And that shit sad though, bro. Cause yeah, Pac put so much.
I think I was like 11 when Pac died. Fucked me up, man.
Yeah, damn, he was 11.
Yeah, I think one of my family. You would thought one of my family members died, man.
Damn, nigga.
So obviously Pac is in your top five. So who else is? Who's the rest of that top four? Who's that?
Top five of all time.
Of all time, whatever your order. You ain't got no based on whatever you like.
It's hard, but me and my partner, we having these conversations all the time, man. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm gonna have to go Pac. Shit. Mine just went blank.
Pac, Nas is my favorite rapper. I'm gonna go
Future.
Pac.
I got to throw Future in there.
Damn, your top five? That's
like,
what's up.
He had a run. Like,
Future
he
got
did.
Going
had a run, buddy.
Once you change the game, you legendary. Once niggas want to rap like you legendary.
Yeah.
But from it, like, what was it, Monster to like that 4 or 5 year stretch, he couldn't miss.
I'm gonna keep it real. And I'm a nigga that's always bass with Future, but since Pluto and before that, Future was already coming. Like, that nigga was, you know, worked with everybody.
When Future first dropped, I wasn't really fucking with him, though. I wasn't really.
Shit, I don't know. That's when I really was like Future when he first dropped.
I saw fucking with Future around, I think it was the same damn time or something.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Around that time.
And Pluto was crazy.
Like, hey. For a second though, he took off.
He did.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. I liked him on that Gucci back. Though. What's that? At a mixtape he did with Gucci. Fuck your plug, come shot with me. Free bricks. Man, that's. I think it's before motherfucking Pluto. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. But
so you got to finish at top. You said you gave us Future.
I've been fucking with Dolph Tough, man. Yeah. I always fucked with Dolph. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. But, R.I.P. Like, Dolph, man. I love Dolph.
Dolph, man. Like, he's pretty hard. Shit, Wayne, you got the Wayne in there, just for the fuck of it.
That's a legend. That's a he had a
he's
run
a legend,
too, bro.
You know what I'm saying? But it's just like so many other people. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to think of something a little different. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
I'm gonna put Skyface in my top five.
Skyface is hard.
The
yeah,
Irish.
Fix is one of my favorite albums, man.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Man, I pissed out peeing out this week.
It's different right there. Yeah, he say Jada.
Remember what they did to Dipset on the Versus?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that was crazy.
That nigga took off a nigga's bandana and threw it on the ground.
Hey, yeah, it was hard to watch.
It just show who's always been the best rapper though.
Hey, who shot you when Jada dropped that? Who shot you? Oh my god, it was over right there. They should have walked off stage. It was. Sure. They talking about bringing a part two, bro. I don't think y'all want to smoke no more.
Hell no. Jada got some old other shit going on. That nigga will really rap around some niggas, man. Shit's crazy. Was that his five, though? Was that it?
Yeah, I'm at five.
What's up?
Because he only had four.
You got a five?
Yeah, I do. Mine's is, I'm always going to say 50. That's 50? My favorite rapper.
Oh my God, it's the 50s.
Oh, 03, I was like, that was like the Pac at the time. Like the nigga, the whole story behind the nigga, you feel me? The nigga had real street beef. Fuck the industry. Niggas be beefing with niggas, other rappers. This nigga was beefing with real street niggas.
If 50 dropped that Get Rich or Die Trying in today's, that nigga done sold, bro. With social media, bro.
Yeah, it's over.
He
was
sold another 10 million. Like,
then you gotta think of the story. The nigga got shot in his face and all this wild shit. I have to say Pop, because I grew up on Pop. You know what I'm saying? Everything was Pop. Even when he was dead, and everything was Pop. You know what I'm saying? The movies, everything we liked was Pop. You feel me? And for a long time, I feel like artists was chasing that aura of Pop. You know, niggas getting shot, niggas rapping, niggas, you know, but shit, I say Skyface too. I fuck with Gates, but that's my top five right now. But I ain't going to put him in my top five now, but he's like one of my favorite rappers. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, that Luka Bronson too was, bro. That was my fucking.
I think.
Man, that was a good time. Man,
I think Gates always elevated though. You know what I'm saying? I never even fought a nigga for now. Like, if Wayne drops something down this week, man, Wayne is Wayne. Wayne can do what he wants, man. Wayne done killed the game.
Wayne is collecting them checks.
Wayne is a legend, man.
Yeah, like, I hate when niggas can't just give you a flowers like basketball. Like, Jordan, he did that shit. Nigga, he did that. If he came out today to hoop, he's not going to be Jordan. Of course, he's not going to be Jordan. You know what I'm saying? Niggas get caught up in that. Like, oh, he ain't the hottest rapper. Nigga, NBA Youngboy is. But fuck with, you know what I'm saying? So, fuck with Young Boy though.
Have you ever shot a movie? I know you deal with the camera. You ever shot? You know you shot videos. You ever shot a movie?
Like, I shot some skits. You know what I'm saying? Some commercials and shit like that, but not no.
Because the last little chick on here, she talked like she lightweight wrote a little script. Like she's an actor too. So, hey man, we gonna get all our guests, man. We getting everybody the best of the best.
Yeah,
we shooting a fucking movie.
Big and Lazy Production.
Big and Lazy Production. We might shoot a porno movie. So, lazy, you know.
Shot a couple of those, too.
You shot a couple? Okay. Coco Productions. Yeah.
Coco Productions.
So, speaking of movies, like, what's your top five, like, movies? It could be gangster movies, any type of. Who's your top five?
Shit. You know, like I said, Juice earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I like Avengers.
Hey, bro.
I like his superhero shit.
I like
sci-fi movies. Yeah, I want to see creatures and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Weird shit. Makes it be butter, too.
I mean, I like my hood movies and shit, but you know what I mean? I ain't really a movie buff or no shit.
Yeah.
I hardly even watch TV at all. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think nobody really watches regular TV no more unless you're older.
Shit.
I don't even want to pay for that. I ain't paying for no. I got Wi-Fi and everybody got a game system.
Mm-hmm. You fuck with X-Men? I'm an X-Men.
The original?
Original, yeah.
X-Men Apocalypse, that's probably like my number two movie.
I
watched that shit on some shrooms one time, man. It got real.
You gotta ask them.
It got real.
You gotta ask them about the shrooms.
What about the shrooms? I ain't fucking with them shrooms, bro. Like, how does it make you. Like, I'm scared to try new drugs. I think after 30, you gotta stop. Dang. I don't know. I ain't trying to put. But I'm not trying on new drugs.
Everybody that came on here done fuck with shrooms, but everybody. Me and bro.
But he be my Tajay. He be out the Molly Water. Like he be calling me on the weekends. Like, come on, man, let's go to Pluto with me. Get the Molly Water. I'm like, nah.
I can't even pop pills or nothing. I'm zooted. I'm zooted right now. Look, Patron.
Get that Molly Water.
I just tried that shit, man.
That's crazy. So how often though? Is that your go to? Because that's some people's go to. They be like, see if I want to go to.
Hell no. I did that shit. I can probably count on one hand how many times I did that shit.
Damn.
It's been recent. You know what I'm saying?
Does it fuck you up though?
It can. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ate like 5 grams of that shit. You know what I'm saying? And I watched X-Men Apocalypse.
Ah, okay.
Oh my God, bro. It got intense.
Damn.
So what, like, it was, put you on some 3D type shit? Like, you feel like you in the movie? Like,
that shit, like,
bro. Crack those was helping fight.
Better than 3D. But, it's hard to explain, bro. You just gotta do the shit.
Man, I don't know. I don't hear some stories.
But
Chief Sloan said he was crying watching the Nipsey documentary. He was like, man, that
killed me. I imagine. That shit'll make you real emotional, man. You know.
I can only do them if the person, if my wife do them, that's why I do them.
I would say, you know what I'm saying, try like, well, it's not nothing that I would do all the time. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? Just like, I
got somebody with me, though, doing it with me. You know what I'm saying? I don't know nobody. Like, that nigga was crazy. That nigga was
wild.
That nigga was outside.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? With me.
I heard about people saying they did it and went out and shit. Like, I can't see it.
Mm-mm. But my top five, I'm going to go to my top five. It's different. I'm going to go Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction's hard.
Casino.
Horror movie.
I ain't never seen Casino.
Oh my God.
It's good.
You know
Casino.
It's a gangster movie.
Goodfellas and Casino is almost the same movie, so I ain't going to say this.
It is.
I'm going to say Clockers.
It's good, too.
I'm going to say Clockers. No Country for Old Men. That might be the best movie. No Country for... Y'all seen that?
Yeah, I seen it.
Oh, man. That's one of them. That's a good fucking movie.
It is.
And I'm going to throw a fucking curveball at her. Shawshank Redemption, buddy. That's a good movie. With the Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
And the nigga who's locked up. Yeah, man. That was a hell of a movie, bro.
It used to come on TNT all the time, Above the Rim.
That's how long Pac's been around.
You feel me? That's what I'm saying. That's my whole childhood. Nigga wrestling on TNT, Above the Rim, basketball.
Would you watch wrestling back in the day?
What?
Oh, yeah. I used to watch, we didn't have cable, so I couldn't watch, like, Raw and shit.
Uh-huh.
The kids used to be talking about it in the school and shit. You know what I'm saying? But, like, when SmackDown came out, like, I remember when SmackDown.
It was on regular stations.
I remember when it premiered or whatever. And I was watching it like a motherfucker.
Bro, that's what I've been watching.
Games and shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's what I've been watching lately with Peacock. Like, and a lot of that shit, like you said, we wouldn't order no fucking pay-per-view, no WrestleMania. Like, a lot of that shit's new to me.
We'd get the fight. That was probably it. We'd get a fight.
Shit, we wouldn't even get no fight. Well, we might get a Tyson fight. Everybody pitched in. If we be 30 yeah. deep in Granny's basement watching the goddamn 32
Hell
inch.
Yeah.
We be 30 deep Hell in Granny's yeah. basement.
That's about it.
For a 90-second fight. But yeah, man, I've been watching a lot of wrestling here lately. Like, and a lot of this
you
shit
watching
new
wrestling?
Nah, hell no. I'm talking about on Peacock. Shit. They got everything on there.
Oh, like, yeah.
Every,
I like the whole shit.
Every Monday Night Raw, every wrestling. SmackDown, every WrestleMania, man. Every wrestling ever since like the 80s, bro.
Damn, I need to tap
for free. Watching it one day. I don't know what happened. You know what I'm saying? But I wasn't. You know, like I said, I was playing the games. And
yeah.
I'll let, you know.
Are you a gamer? Like, what you playing now? Like, what system you on now?
I'm on a PS5. I got Xbox,
yeah,
too.
Me too.
But we got Xbox, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I've been playing that Fortnite, though.
That Fortnite.
Well, they've been spanking me on the motherfucking V-Bucks.
Oh, yeah. As soon as something new come out on that motherfucker, I get intrigued.
Shit.
But my favorite, I think my favorite movie is... I think my favorite movie is Any Given Sunday.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, that was a good movie. Especially when niggas really wanted to play football and shit. That shit was dope. Willie Beeman. You know what I'm saying?
So who's the better actor? Denzel or Jamie? Because I don't think...
Denzel.
I can see...
Denzel, yeah.
Denzel?
Denzel got more classics than
Denzel,
Jamie Foxx.
He's like
Jamie
my
Fox.
Favorite actor.
Yeah, but Jamie Foxx is a legend, though. Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, no doubt.
He's
yeah.
probably the most talented nigga we... One of the talented niggas we ever seen. He sang. Mm-hmm. He got nice albums. Nigga's funny. He had TV shows, movies. You know what I'm saying? But Denzel, they can't nobody do Training Day like
Bruh,
Denzel.
I ain't never cried off a movie, but to this day, nigga, I shed a tear when I watched John Q, bro.
Oh, yeah, John Q is tough.
I ain't got a kid, ain't got a sick kid, nothing. Ain't got nothing, you know what I mean? Just but he's about to kill himself. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? I fuck with that. That hits a little soft chord, man.
I think it's a tearjerker for me is Hardball, nigga. G-Baby.
Uh-huh.
Nigga, G-Baby, he didn't deserve to die, man.
He didn't. He didn't deserve to die.
G-Baby just, you feel me? Damn, G-Baby.
Speaking of movies, y'all seen Boys in the Hood, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. Classic.
Let's just the focus at the end of the movie. I got two blind questions. A fucking all-state running back is about to go to USC. You don't hit a cut. You don't hit a fucking... You see a shotgun run straight fucking down. You don't hit a fence. You don't duck or nothing. And number two, why did they take the boy to the hospital? Why did they take him to his mama's couch to die? He was gone, but damn, you couldn't rush him to the, you know what I mean? He's already
and
in the car.
And it was a badass shotgun because...
He did, didn't
he? Motherfucker tore that nigga up. Shit, I don't know, man. That was tough too, man. Well,
you know what I'm serious about? Then... Right before that, niggas chasing you, yada yada yada, with straps. You worried about a scratch off in a goddamn, what, you drinking a milk or something?
He had no beef though. You know, Ricky wasn't, he was just a regular nigga. That's like if a nigga just.
But he just bumped into them niggas, like, yes, you know what
he
I mean?
He did
like,
though. And Ricky was on it. And, I'm trying to figure out, nigga.
And don't pull the strap out on him, so.
Nigga, what's
you
up?
You can't say he ain't had no beef.
Hey, Cube is up right with Pac with the acting and the shit too, though. Cube done did every, and he's always Cube. All
right, so who's the best rapper turned actor? Like, who's the?
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B Fines, and we're excited to announce our collaboration with Flirr. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight. Practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and it's the link's going to be in the description, in the comments. Go check that out. Flirr, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
I mean, we ain't get to really see Pac's peak.
Cube?
Yeah, Cube. We ain't get to see it. We got to see Pac at the end and something good. What was that? When he was a crackhead. And,
Gridlock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, that was decent. You know what I'm saying? But
the range-wise, you know. But
I realized Pac was young as fuck. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Ain't no telling what he would have did.
Y'all yeah, ain't giving no love to...
Like yeah, Cube with the Fridays and all this
yeah.
shit, man.
Cube wrote Friday man. And the nigga, and he done did every type of movie a nigga could do. Once you tap into Disney and all we there, yeah.
Yeah.
Family movies and shit. You know they were decent too, you know what I'm saying?
You said LL though?
Yeah.
I ain't like it. I like LL.
The first black man to survive a horror film.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I fuck with LL, but Shit.
Queen Latifah.
Yeah,
Queen Latifah got some.
Queen, hit, Queen got some good shit.
She do. Nobody.
You a bad motherfucker for Queen.
Yeah. What was that movie? Bringing Down the House, when she had that red bandana and had the heels and shit. I was like 13, but I had the biggest crush on her. Like, niggas tell me you got a crush on Queen Latifah as a child.
I had a crush on Queen Latifah on Living Single. I don't know what it was about her.
I'm gonna say Living Single. She was Khadijah. She was,
I'm sorry. I'm from the 90s.
She has some big jeans in the fucking. She has some big jeans. Hey, man.
Big jeans. You know what the big jeans mean, nigga?
When I seen Bringing Down the House, that was the first time you seen her little finish.
I can't believe that you didn't like her own Living Single, though. I don't know.
She was too rough, bro. She has some.
Nah, she was cool.
Her team was big as mine, bro. She ran
the business. And Scooter was on her ass. Scooter kept coming back. That nigga kept leaving and coming back. He ain't letting her go. You feel me? It was something about Queen on there.
You know the little backstory on how they stole their show, how Friends is a copy. Mm-hmm. Like, they put them in the back lot and they made the white folks in the front lot. Like,
Friends definitely tried to steal Living Single.
They did. That's exactly. They tried to copy that. After the first season, they started the Friends.
I couldn't stand that black nigga on Living Single, though. The one Maxine was fucking with. Couldn't stand that nigga. I don't know why.
Was that Carl?
I forgot Maxine, the black chick with the black.
You ain't like that nigga, Carson. I know his real name, T.C. Carson. I know you. Yeah. You ain't like him.
Nah, that nigga was weird, man.
He was weird.
He was too smooth for TV,
nigga, man. That nigga was an odd nigga. But they said once they kicked him off the show, it went downhill. You know.
So I've been watching Marlon here lately. Like, who'd you say had the better? Jay collection, Michael Jordan collection, Will Smith in Fresh Prince, Martin on his TV show.
Martin used to fuck him up.
He did. He had some heat, bro.
I'm gonna go with somebody else. Marlon.
Marlon?
Marlon on the Wayans brothers, he was good.
He was. I'm gonna throw you one more in there. We're gonna do 1-4. Your boy from Different Strokes, Dwayne Wade. He had some heat too. He was original. He had some. Different World, Dwayne Wade. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you got to give the nod, though, to Fresh Prince, because it ain't no Martin J's. It ain't no.
Right.
You know what I mean? It ain't no Marlon J's. He got some Fresh Prince J's. You know what I mean?
I mean, Will Smith is a legendary nigga.
He lost some Coos points, though.
He didn't, man. He was good long enough to fuck up.
Talking about that smack.
Mm. Yeah, he was good long enough to fuck up.
How you feel about the smack?
Will has always been.
I couldn't believe what happened.
I couldn't see.
It still don't. It still seems real.
I was laying across the bed. I was like, "Is this real?" You know what I'm saying?
It still don't seem real.
Well, shit. Other than that, man, like,
man, Will was good long enough, man. Will gave
they asked me what I would do if a rich man came up and smacked me while I'm doing my job. I'm retiring because I'm suing his ass. I need $3 million and give me a red Cadillac. I fuck with them Cadillacs.
Do y'all even fuck with Chris Rock? Do y'all fuck with Chris Rock? A lot of people don't fuck with Chris Rock.
Hella respect for Chris Rock. Chris Rock.
Chris Rock is the original nigga that doing a lot of this shit, skits and shit. Shit. But a lot of people don't fuck with Chris Rock because they don't know nothing about that original Chris Rock shit. That nigga.
Is he in your top five black comedians?
No.
What, the comedian's period? Top 10?
Okay, I'll put him in top 5 just because everybody hates Chris.
I would put him in fucking top 5.
Yeah, I put him on top 5 because everybody hates Chris. That was a good show.
I'll put that show maybe a top 5 or something, but I don't know.
The nigga was really getting bullied and shit going on.
Like, nah, I wouldn't.
Nah, not stand up. This overall comedian, like.
Actor. Chris Rock, I give him respect. Like you said, I give him his respect. You know what I'm saying? But like.
Nobody fuck with Mike Epps, though, man.
Yeah, Mike Epps is like your uncle.
I fuck with Mike Epps. His stand-up is... But he's funny on film, but his stand-up ain't all...
His newer ones, though. Mike, we got to give him his flowers. He killed the game for good.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm thinking Def Comedy Jam and shit.
You know? Yeah. Ah, okay. You thinking about like that. Yeah.
Like, that's where a lot of them, like, started. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, Mike Epps used to kill it, boy.
You ever been to that comedy club down on Main Street?
Nah, I ain't got a chance to go.
That's dope as fuck. Yeah,
I want to go see Ari Spears. He's in my top 5, though.
Gary Owen was here this past weekend. I think his last show was tonight, actually. But I went to see Desi Banks there. He came. I went to see Eddie Griffin. He was so vulgar, bro. Yeah, like, bro.
He's another one that's in my top 5, too.
Eddie Griffin?
Yeah. Eddie Griffin. That nigga been cold since Foolish.
Bro, he came on at like 10:30, bro, and didn't go off. We left at like 2 o'clock. He was still going.
He told me.
He had about 15 drinks. They just kept bringing him drinks. It was a champagne flute. then maybe like a shot of bourbon. I don't know what it, like a shot of dark liquor, champagne flute. I'm like, he was just getting drunk. That was the last show of the night too.
Yeah.
I seen Crip, like, what's the best comedy show y'all ever been to? Like, what is, like, what is the one of the best comedy experiences y'all ever been to?
I went to the one where some more came and brought Mike Epps, Bruce.
I'm gonna do that one too.
The Yum Center. That's probably the only one I ever went to. But like, my favorite comedy I ever watched. I mean, my favorite comedian is probably Eddie Griffin and Bernie Mac.
Now I'm talking about like live show. Like, what's the
that's
best?
But that's the only one I ever went to right there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But you gotta go to like the little low comedy clubs, like $30 tickets, $25 tickets. You might have to buy a drink or two, but what the fuck is that? Like, and them small little settings too, like they practicing, you know what I mean? Like, it don't hold maybe like 100, 150 people. Like, yeah. But I went to see Chris Tucker on the over the Caesar's Palace.
Yeah. Is Chris Tucker funny?
Yeah, he was hilarious, bro.
Dave Chappelle is number one.
Dave Chappelle's the truth. I ain't gonna lie. Watching Dave Chappelle come back, that motherfucker was the truth, man.
He's a funny ass nigga.
Then I kicked her in the pussy. He started out with that and ended with that motherfucker.
That's my number one, Dave Chappelle.
I like how Dave Chappelle said, fuck y'all, and came back and got that bigger bag. Like, he asked, because Netflix bought his Dave Chappelle. They didn't have to do it. Like, and on offer of respect to him, they said, can y'all take my Chappelle show down? I paid me for it. Woo-dee-woo-woo.
They paid him.
So they took it down for a couple of days and worked out the numbers. And that's some real shit right there. And they brought it back. And
you know, Charlie Murphy started writing after the first season. That's why it got real funny.
Yeah.
And they was trying to take away his writers. And they was trying to make these people write for him and shit. And nigga was like, nigga, hell no, nigga. You don't put me in a dress and all type of weird ass shit, nigga. Fuck no. Would have took the money, big?
The money for what? I don't know. I think it wasn't more of a dress thing. He said he just got uncomfortable. Like, if you notice, like the Lost Tapes, he said he didn't feel comfortable with that.
If people was writing for him, ain't no telling what they, because he said that's how they trying to do him in Blue Street.
Huh?
He said when he was doing Blue Street, he said that the when he was, you know, getting he was breaking him out of jail, the scene was written for him to do it just how it happened. He said, but he came back to his dressing room and there was a dress. He was like, the director came in and was like, look, man, look, we got this funny thing. We want to put you in a dress and break you out as a prostitute. He was like, hell no, man.
Who, Martin?
Nah, that nigga Dave Chappelle.
Ah, okay, they must have changed. I don't remember.
He said that's what they want him to do. You know when he broke him out? When he broke him out, when he was like, man, I won't have, I won't end. He was like, man, get out of here, man. He's having my gun back.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I got you, yeah.
Yeah, but he said they tried to put him in a dress. He said they tried to send everybody, the cool black dude. He was like, he wasn't doing it. It ain't written for that. It's funny how it is. I think that's what they was going to do to him, bro. Look what they do to us, bro. If you sign a contract for $24 million, nigga, and that ain't even heard of for a nigga to get it.
My thing is, though, listen to me. Maybe I think different. So I'm a nobody. I'm in the hood, yada, yada, yada. So I go on a world fucking, I ain't got a dime in my pocket. But these people take me, you know, put the money up, take the risk. They make $10 million. They drop me back off in the hood with $500,000. Am I upset? Do I got like, damn, like, you know what I mean? Like, do I got the, I left with nothing, came back with a half a million. I left for a year, came back with a half a million, and I got the right.
I'm good.
You know what I'm saying,
I'm
though?
Good, like, starting out. This is starting out. Hell yeah.
I'm not
good.
A continuous thing, though, but like, some of that, it's okay to let, ownership is cool and everything, but don't mention blessing, you know what I mean? Like, to the youth. But just to change the topic real quick. Don't mention your blessing, though. Just change the topic real quick. If you could bring back one club in Louisville, or two clubs, what would it be? What club you had the most fun on?
I never was really a big clubber, but. Oh, shit. Jim Porter's was all right. Jim Porter's and, I guess, Phoenix.
Yeah, she definitely.
I've never been to Phoenix, bro.
She was all right. What? I mean, yeah. I don't really care. We was just.
That's the only place I would go, though. Like, I would fuck with Coles if we deep
really
as fuck.
They music and shit like that. Coles is dangerous.
Yeah, Coles is dangerous.
I had good times in Coles, though, too, though. You know what I'm saying? But
under that tent is dangerous.
I had. My homie said he stopped going to Coles.
No, I mean, it's dangerous everywhere, though, for
it
real.
Is, man, it's extra dangerous.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, they just got a little bit more of a sprinkle going on.
Yeah. I'm going to be real with you, though. I've never been to Coles and something happened. It's like
me either,
I go on a great night.
Except car break-ins.
Oh, right. Hell yeah. You gonna get shit. Yeah, maybe a fight or two. I done seen a couple fights, but
look,
I think I've only been out like maybe like twice.
Yeah.
And motherfuckers start popping when I was there. You know what I'm saying? But shit, one time, Yuri's, I don't know if y'all remember Yuri's.
Yuri's Beach.
Right on Broadway?
Man, mm-hmm. I watched a chick run some motherfuckers over.
Damn.
Damn.
Run them over. They was on top of a car. These bitches was out there fighting and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Man, this bitch got in that motherfucker.
We missed that big.
She picked that motherfucker. Well, she's in the curve in front of that little nail shot right there. Yeah. Pro nails or some shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Man, she hit that motherfucking curve. Motherfuckers fell off the car. She put that motherfucker in reverse. The shoes was flying like crazy shit, bro.
Damn.
Crazy
shout
shoes.
Out to the Louisville club scene, man.
Bro, I see some crazy shit right there. Yuri's too. You know what I'm saying?
My homie said he quit going to Coles when he realized, because he couldn't get his ticket. He went to the car to get something and he couldn't get back. He said once he picked up rocks and he could throw them inside the club. Yeah, so he took rocks from the parking lot and pitched them in the club. He said, yeah, man. Like, damn. But no, man, I had some fun time in the Coles, bro. Like, remember when Coles should jump on Sunday night back in the day? It should jump on a Sunday. Nigga, I was in Coles Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. Matter of fact, I caught a little Jones number on a Wednesday night. Bitch, I hit it with the stale face. I don't use it. I'm a homebody. What the fuck you doing here? And no lie, I seen her Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with the same outfit on every fucking night. And I'm like, I just lost all respect for you, man. Like, honestly, you want to go get something to eat after? No.
Damn. But Phoenix Hill was a vibe too, though. Phoenix was shit. It was just laid back, like, you know what I'm saying.
My brother,
like
Phoenix,
I can just like get away. I can. Mm-hmm. I don't have, you don't have to be up on everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you can really be lost in that motherfucker. They can never know you in there.
That's why I fuck with Jim Porter. I don't like them little small packed up clubs.
Nah.
Remember the Ice House?
I didn't really care for music in Phoenix, but you know what I'm saying. I wasn't mad at it neither. Mm-hmm. Just to get out the house for a second, like I said.
Yeah. I ain't no big club neither, though. That's all I really do. Like, shit.
Y'all remember Dope 16?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, who's some of your favorite artists?
Have you shot any, did you shoot any of those? Like, any of those battles?
I think I shot one of them.
I was a big YouTuber, bro, back in the day, especially locally.
I shot one of them for Bam.
Yeah, just locally, YouTube, nigga, I was... Nigga, I can't believe niggas actually doing it.
They had their own stuff going. I remember we had the website and everything.
BZ,
you know
shout out BZ,
you
shout
know,
out Dope 16.
I used to upload my videos and stuff on there. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I'm 16.
My favorite artist was Bricks. I go Piff. Like, you know what I mean? Just people I fuck with.
Was original too.
What was that nigga's name? K-Rider General? I can't think of his name. Was it K-Rider? Young nigga.
That's his name.
Them Eastside niggas, Kanye, Raw, Snotty, they was alright. But it was some good battles, man. Like, it was some.
I like Gunna.
That's another, huh?
Gunna, when he came to the city from Cincinnati, he was trying to start some shit.
Gunna's hard.
He was trying to start.
I didn't see him get walked off the stage a couple times, though. I didn't see him just shut down and, like, you know, he just took an L and, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you gonna do that, though. Like, a lot of niggas we like in Smack, them niggas done had their times where they got. Killed on stage, nigga couldn't do. Look at Cassidy. We
but
love
you get
Cassidy.
Killed, though, but you got to finish the battle, don't you?
Shit, you can't walk man. Off the... I wish Cassidy would have stopped.
You can't walk off in the second round or something. You know what I mean? Take man, your head, you know?
I wish Cassidy would have stopped. When Cassidy came back and he was rapping, I was like, man, what the...
Cassidy, you see when he was making them beats?
Yeah. Oh, man. Hey, he was feeling it, though.
Did
he
my
was
time.
Smoking his weed.
Bro, first time out, somebody replaced the Sam. You can't be serious, man. You know what I'm saying?
He was serious, man. And he came back and got a... And he told him. He was like, I can be weak. I came back to get a bag. It was like, damn, Smack paid this nigga to come back and do this, man. But
Cassidy's hard, though.
I was about to say, one nigga that really made it, though, off that shit is Cass, nigga. Cass made it off that shit. I don't care if nigga. Yeah. The first CD was cold.
Made it where, though? Like, what the fuck he...
Man, Cass was major. Man, he had a song with R. Kelly, nigga.
Thing,
nigga,
he had a couple songs. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like,
did my time. Niggas don't even know. That's Mark Norman.
What was that song, bro? I forgot.
It's
been
a
song
I'm a hustler.
Are you talking
about? I'm a hustler. It might have been that. She used to go hard in the club, though.
And
a young nigga in the club. I'm a hustler.
And niggas started jacking his style. Cassidy versus the hustler.
That was the whole...
T.I. versus Tip. Come on, man. This nigga started that shit. And... He's the first one of the first battle rappers besides, you know, niggas like Eminem, DMX and shit. Cassidy was one of the first niggas to make it off battle rap.
Yeah.
killing the nigga. Cool, I'm gonna sign this nigga off of that.
He's all right.
You know what I'm saying?
So, is it me? Does it seem like battle rappers? It's kind of hard. Battle rappers, but it's kind of hard to put it all together and make like a hot song. Like,
yeah, a lot of battle rappers can't make hot songs. I feel like they good at what they do.
Facts.
But you know what I'm saying?
It's an art in itself.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? As far as they'll never make a song that motherfucker want to just really ride to.
Facts. Do y'all be watching them funny Instagram battles? Like, they had ketchup versus mustard and like mayo versus. Lattice or something, some goofy shit like Ninja Turtles, like that's Arsenal and shit. Like, I'm a real, they write, I didn't keep that. The Adventure start tagging them in the comments, like Mustard is Arsenal, what's some niggas from Wildin' Out? Conceited and shit like that. Like, yeah.
But who's your favorite battle rapper of all time, though?
Battle rapper?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bam Cassell.
Mm. Shout out to Bam, man.
That's my favorite. You know?
I had his name on there too, because Bam was one of them niggas that you see on there always doing the video. Like Talking to Town, niggas always doing the video.
Man, shout, my favorite battle rapper, I'm old school though. I like it. Frank Nitti School.
He was a battle rapper that could make a song you can ride to, right.
Who's that?
Bam.
Yeah, Thanks. He was.
You know?
Yeah, that's hard. Shout out Bam, man.
I fuck with the Sirius Jones as a youngin'. That was my favorite.
I hate Sirius Jones too. The moment Jones? I heard this nigga, I hate that nigga.
Man.
Something about that nigga I don't like about Sirius Jones, bro.
I don't know, bro.
I would want to punch that nigga or something, bro.
Man,
no offense, bro. I just
hate the way you talk,
bro. I don't know, bro. I don't know. But
what's your favorite Crack Doja cut, nigga? What's your favorite?
I think it's that Sully Stacker.
Sully Stacker.
I got so many of them, bro.
What's your favorite?
Like, man, I can't like.
Come on now.
It's like to narrow it down to just one, bro. It's just so hard for me. You know
can you give me three? Can you give me three? No offense to nobody. Just give me your three, like that you have fun is on, or three that you video. You know, just three of any of your criteria you want to put it in.
Yeah. You can even go video, like song video. Or video, favorite video you shot.
Cause some of them nobody probably even knows. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You'd be surprised, man. We got a hell of an outreach.
Nah, they just never been released, like put out there.
Oh,
you know
okay.
What I'm saying? Like, you know, some of my favorite artists that I ever worked with, they never, you know, was even popular in the local scene.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? But these motherfuckers was like, if I ever, you know, had came across some paper, you know what I'm saying, was really able to put artists on, you know what I'm saying, for sure. You know what I'm saying? But one of the songs, if I had to narrow it down to three, I'm going to go with the Itty intro. Mm. You know, we got video. It was a video and shit to that.
Yeah.
That was hard. Just how it all came about. You know what I'm saying?
Welcome to the wonderful like, world. Is it
that? I made the beat on the spot. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Itty.
Yeah,
he recorded
Itty.
It. My partner Sam's came in, added some shit over the top. That's my partner with producer.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, we went out and shot the video like a day, 2 days later.
Yeah.
A day after that, the video was out. Damn, you know what I'm saying? That motherfucker was hard than a bitch.
Yeah.
Eddie, that's my little cousin. He's hard as fuck too.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Know that.
Yeah. He played for the Jets, man. I know. I've been on Ellie for years, man.
And if it's niggas that really do good music, bro, be doing good music. Niggas still be pushing too.
Yeah, fuck with Eddie. Cuz got it. For real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Look, Cuz got it.
Was it Brick Pitino? That was a hard song.
That was tough
Brick
too.
Pitino.
Yeah.
Bam?
Nah, it was Eddie, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, Brick Pitino. Yeah. It was a whole fucking CD.
Yeah.
I forgot all about this shit.
Nigga did so much.
Yeah. But, that motherfucker was hard. Shit, I gotta go with some Talk of the Town shit.
Nigga, that Trap Bunk.
Trap Bunk was hard in a bitch.
It was.
Nigga, that was.
Shout out to Airborne Dumbo, man. Shout out to Bankroll.
Trap was Trap Swag.
Yep, Stout, bro.
Yeah.
And my cousin, Ronnie Pooh, Ty Ty. Yep.
That motherfucker was hard.
It was. My peoples. We go to the Snotty Nose. We 6'7", you know what I mean? Grew up with them. Like, our mamas is like sisters, like best friends type shit. Like,
did you,
that was my favorite cut, though. That
did
trip.
You produce?
I did some shit for Breezy, too. Man, it's hard as fuck, too. We didn't do no video to it, but that motherfucker's hard.
So who? What's your favorite?
You know, Breezy, that's my cousin.
Did you produce Lock In? Did you produce Lock In with Airborne and Justin In. Jackson?
I got a heard. I did so much shit for Airborne. You know what I'm saying? I got a heard, bro.
Because that's I think he told me you recorded that over there.
I mean, I might have recorded it, but I'm not sure if I like made the beat or some
right,
shit.
Right.
If it was done during that time, I'm pretty sure I recorded it. Yeah.
Right.
You heard him. You got his top three. You say Itty. You can Talk of the Town. Mm-hmm. What song was it on Talk of the Town? Did you just say this?
Trap Swag. You said the ones I produced.
Yeah, that's just crazy, ain't it?
An Itty intro.
Mm-hmm.
A Trap Swag.
What's the most famous person you ever worked with?
Weebay. I got a track with Weebay so fucking hard. We don't get no video to that neither. You know what I'm saying? It's called Loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to have to be my number three.
And where is our manners? Let's take a quick moment.
I got too much shit.
Yeah.
Our sponsors. The first black.
Yeah, Bro Brothers.
Bro Brothers. The first black Kentucky bourbon and first black distillery in Kentucky. Bro Brothers.
Yep.
I didn't know they had the clear, so come and get you some clear. That's what we sipping on right here, and it's delicious.
Yeah.
Come and get you some, what is that over? That's bourbon, ain't it?
Yeah, bourbon.
I love a good bourbon.
Yeah, me too.
Niggas, put that cognac down and come and get you some good bourbon. Put that Hennessy down. They ain't paying you nothing. The Bourbon Barrels might let you load $5 next. You know what I mean? It might be a stretch.
Shop with the brother.
Henny ain't gonna give you $5 to get next check. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Henny, now they ain't.
You know what I mean? Let me hold $20. I got you, fam. Hennessy ain't doing that. But it's been a pleasure, bro. When I say this is the big, you know what I mean? We scratched off a bucket list, bro. Real talk. Yeah, I appreciate you coming through. Like, this is dope.
Appreciate
definitely a blessing, too, because you still here enough to tell us this shit, you know, what you like to do.
And he came through on his birthday.
On his birthday.
Happy birthday.
Love to you, bro. That's a blessing.
Announce it on how old you turning.
I let him figure it out.
Let him figure it out. But happy birthday. And you know what I mean?
84.
You know 84. There you go.
Add it up. You hear me?
Okay.
Before we get out of here, I want to ask you, will we hear any more production music from you in the future?
Man, hopefully. Like I said, man, I do miss it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We miss hearing you, though. But, like, you had the city on fire.
You know, it's just hard to, get back because I was doing that shit every day. You know what I'm saying? So, like, and that's something that I built up. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Just the patience. Mm-hmm. To even deal with motherfuckers on shit like that, you know what I'm saying? To the point now, man, like if I do work with a motherfucker, it's gonna be more, here's the track, you know what I'm saying? Do what you do with it, you know what I'm saying? I'll get my pointers on it.
Definitely.
Once you got your vocals, I ain't sitting in there, I ain't trying to punch you in, I ain't trying.
Yeah, like so.
I do none of it, you know what I'm saying? No engineering part, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I can mix some shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I know how we want it to sound. But, you know what I mean, it'll be more of some shit like that. I need to get back into it, you know what I'm saying? Whole lot of papers slipping through a motherfucker's hands from not doing it, you know what I'm saying? It
definitely is.
A lot of times I don't really be doing nothing else, man. I live a laid-back lifestyle, man. I'm ain't blessed
wrong
for
with
real.
That neither, though, bitch, being blessed and, you know, sitting back. You know?
Like, what's some of the cons? Like, I ain't mean to cut you off. Like, what's some of the cons, like, you know, like, like some of the shit you get, like damn, like some of the bullshit behind, like
doing,
people might not like, see you like producing music or like
what
some
like,
of
doing music, like as far as my experience.
Yeah,
you got to deal with so many people. You know what I'm saying? For it to make sense, if you're doing it for a living here, you know what I'm saying? You got to do it with so many people. They got so much other shit going on. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker don't like this motherfucker. Mm-hmm. He come in your studio. He do a song about this motherfucker. He come and do the same shit. But, you know what I'm saying? This, you know what I'm saying? Just a whole lot of bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, and the reason why, you know what I'm saying, I fell back. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers try running there and robbing motherfucker. Shootouts. It's and that shit get real. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, I ain't got time for that type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's why I would rather, you know, deal with a motherfucker that I fuck with. You know what I'm saying? Like, I fuck with their music.
Mm-hmm.
I fuck with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as, like, just doing it for... But that's we're doing it for everybody. That's what got a motherfucker hot. You feel what I'm saying? Like, because I did shit for somebody. I mean, everybody did something. All these people that I did shit for, you know... you knew him, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
If he was in the city, you knew him in some degree.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So like everybody was coming back to this one location. You know what I'm saying? So that was pretty dope, but it's just dangerous too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
And it proved, it took a while.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's up though. You still here to even tell it. Like I said, like that's legendary shit, man. Like everything that was flowing through the city, you know what I'm saying? Like bruh said, it was just on the TV. It was just on our computer constantly. Like, you know what I'm saying? Then you meet niggas that do music and like, man, did the Crack Doja do it?
I ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
You know what I'm saying?
It's about the money.
That shit was powerful, you know what I'm saying? You made a lot of niggas, even if they didn't work with you, get up off their ass and try to do some music because they...
That like, shit turned from, like, you know what I'm saying, like I said, me wanting to rap.
Yeah.
Then me wanting to finance my rap, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I couldn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so when I start doing all that, you know what I'm saying, other stuff for other people...
Yeah,
I felt more at home there. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot being a rapper. You know what I'm saying? You got to be in the club. Like I said, I'm not a clubber.
The ultimate goal besides loving the music is to get some paper.
I'm just back there pushing the buttons. You know what I'm saying? Puppet master. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
You know. I love creating. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, like, bro, like, you know what I'm saying?
That's I remember you was painting. Like,
I ain't painting nothing. I mean, I got paintings that I ain't finishing over a year.
Yeah, bro.
I just go through. I mean, I've been drawing my whole life. I've been drawing before I've been doing music.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I just was bored, got some canvases, did some dope shit, posted it. That's like, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers wanted shit. You know what I mean? Like,
it's crazy. It's all a hustler's creativity. If you can make money off... Yo, creativity,
relationships that, everything. You know, just relationships that was built. Like,
yeah.
Man, it's a lot about who you know.
It's all about who you know.
And relationships, man, could change your life. The right phone call, a 30-second phone call, a minute phone call could change your life, man.
Facts.
But this is the Big and Lazy Podcast. And, you know, give us something big before you leave, something good to eat, and lazy, something good to watch.
Yep. Something you subscribe to is turn us on to something good to eat.
It could be anywhere.
Shit.
Besides this podcast, give us something good to watch.
You say
something good to watch. Shit. I'm going to start with something to eat first.
Yeah.
Turn us on, dog.
I'm going to turn y'all to my Longhorn's meal.
Okay. Yeah. Longhorn's meal.
This is the Doja meal. And you go to Longhorn's, you get the outlaw. Medium well.
Yeah.
Saddle lobster tail. Broccoli. And you get loaded mashed potatoes. A double shot of Henny and a lemonade.
That sounds delicious, bro.
That's the Doja.
I'm definitely going to finish it. Nigga, I'm going to finish it. I don't know. What's the outlaw about? 24, 22? I can't finish all that. Especially the lobster.
Might have some leftovers. You know what I'm saying? They got to go boxes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That house mac and cheese was my shit, but since COVID, that shit kind of fell off, bro. Like, that house mac and cheese. Longhorn's my spot.
While, though, for real.
Did you get the cheese on top of the steak? I just learned. I've been going home long ones for years, but I just learned you can get the parm cheese on top of the steak.
My nigga be doing that. Bruh. I don't want cheese on my steak, though. Even though Philly cheese steaks are.
Yeah.
Well, cheese steaks, I don't be in Philly.
Yeah.
Them motherfuckers, it's like probably my favorite food. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And something you can whip up yourself, too, if you get it right.
Like, if I got a steak, though, you know what I'm saying? Like,
where do you get your cheese steaks from in the city?
Man, that's hard. I make them, motherfuckers.
Yes, I say. Why you keep making them?
It's kind of hard. Spinelli's got one that'll get you through.
Yeah, it does.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it's not like, wow. You know what I'm saying? Because it's all about the bread, bro. A lot of places, bread don't be right.
It is, bro. Meat and cheese is meat and cheese. But that bread, it got to be in the
My wife grabs this bread from Kroger's. It's like some fresh cut loaf bread.
Give us something to watch before we get out of here, man. Give us something good
to watch. I'll be watching true crime shit.
True crimes, man.
Watch some trials.
Yeah.
See where y'all fucking up at out here.
Yeah, Big and Lazy Podcast. We got a Crack Doja. We just killed the show. Pleasure coming by. And we out, man. We killed that.
Big and Lazy Podcast, man.
Much love, man.
Shout out to the...
Go get you that Longhorn meal, man. Tell them we sent you.
Shout out to the Longhorn. Yeah,
yeah. You're not going to get a discount, but tell them we sent you.
What's up?
They might charge you more.
Shout out B. Haywood. Yeah. We out.
Big and late.
Nigga, I fell out the goddamn shower today, bro. I'm some fucked up. Bro, I felt so helpless. Where's my lifeline at? This shit's gonna drop. So it's gonna drop this week. It's gonna drop like 2 weeks.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support. And keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you. Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.